B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A St. Paul man has been charged after allegedly carjacking five people in the span of an hour and 10 minutes in Minneapolis.
Five separate carjackings?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you've got to really plan your day out.
An hour and 10 minutes. He did this five times. Arrests and charges were part of the carjacking crackdown in which Minneapolis police departments announced that they had arrested approximately 50 people for the crime.
On a side note, do you let Guinness know?
No, and they should. Okay. Brandon Lee Rock is his name. He's 20 years old. Was charged with five counts of first-degree aggravated robbery and one count of assault with a dangerous weapon. Rock was with a young boy. At 7 a.m., the two of them approached a man. Rock was holding a handgun, pointed it at the man who was getting out of his car, demanded that the man give him his wallet, cell phone, and car keys.
Get out of the car.
So that's at 7 a.m. Then at 7:15, the two approached another man. Rock pointed his handgun at the man, took his wallet and jacket before fleeing the scene. At 7:50... the two pulled up to a woman sitting in her car. They blocked the woman from exiting her car. Rock pointed a gun at her, demanding she get out of the car and give them her purse. She refused. She drove away. This dude fired multiple rounds into the car.
Oh, my God.
So not only is he stealing.
Attempted murder.
He is crazy enough to actually shoot at people.
So, but he has no interest in the cars. He's simply robbing them.
I guess so. The criminal complaint.
Unless he's setting up a dealership.
The criminal complaint goes on to say that at 8 a.m., a man was on his phone sitting in his car. Rock tapped on his window with the gun and demanded that he get out of the car and hand over his car keys, cell phone, and any other personal items that he had. Though Rock and the boy got into the man's car, they eventually left in the victim's in the first victim's car. So, like, these cars are piling up.
So what, are they towing them?
The fourth victim identified Rock in a photo lineup. At 8:10 a.m., the two pulled up next to a man who was walking. They demanded he hand over his personal items, and though the man tried to run away, Rock and the boy took an envelope with approximately $1,300 who was in the man's back pocket.
Oh, man.
So the dude's just walking down the street with $1,300 sticking out of his back pocket.
That seems weird.
10 minutes later, officers saw the first victim's car, tried to stop it, but it sped away. They later found the car unoccupied. Inside, they found the second victim's wallet and jacket.
He could have gotten back a large part of his day if he just had carjacked one of those trucks that transports cars.
Officers executed a search warrant, and while searching his residence, officers found multiple personal items believed to belong to the victims and a loaded 9mm handgun. Rock was at the address and was arrested. If convicted, he could serve up to 107 years in prison for hitting that many people. Wow.
That's a good run.
That's a day. A New York man is recovering from hypothermia and frostbite after a snowplow buried him in his car and trapped him there for 10 hours during the snowstorm that hit the Northeast this week. Kevin Cresson, 58 years old, was in his car on the side of the road in Owego, New York, on Wednesday night when a snowplow buried it under an immovable mass of snow.
So when snow gets compacted like that, it's what happens in an avalanche. It becomes like cement.
Yeah. So Cresson was unable to heat the interior because the car's serpentine belt was broken. Yeah,
the old serpentine belt.
I don't even know what that is.
It looks like a snake.
Despite multiple calls to 911, the deal was they couldn't find him.
They didn't know he was there.
He could give them an idea of where he was, but they could not find him because his entire car was buried under snow.
They should have played Emergency Marco Polo.
And, of course, this is, you know, there were issues all over the place at the time, so the police were busy. After 10 hours in below-freezing temperatures, Cresson suffered from hypothermia and frostbite.
Now, you keep stuff in your car, don't you?
I do.
You keep, like, a blanket and things like that?
In the trunk.
And a fondue set, you said.
I could get to it if I need to. I usually keep some kind of non-perishable food or something like that in an emergency.
Here's a perfect example why that's a good idea to have.
On Thursday morning, 911 dispatchers told Sergeant Jason Cawley that they could not locate a driver who said he was stranded on State Route 17C. While searching the area, Cawley thought that he saw a row of buried mailboxes, dug them out to check their addresses. Instead, he found the windshield of the buried car. Cresson was taken to the hospital and received treatment for his cold weather injury. He could have died easily.
He would not. All right. Say he was had blankets and had some food in there and stuff.
Yeah.
What would his air situation have been like?
That's a good question.
Would it be enough of a seal to keep him
well?
Air,
He was air in there for 10 hours, so right. if there was an air coming in, right. he would have died. So
I mean, that's why I keep a bag of air in my car.
It's a good call. Yeah, yeah. Very good. You never know.
No.
A fire early Thursday killed as many as 240,000 chickens at a Florida farm operated by one of the nation's largest egg producers. The Pasco...
What is... This is like the 15th story of this year.
I know.
Of massive chicken deaths.
Yes.
On an unparalleled level.
I think we need a festival concert to raise awareness and funds.
This is like...
Displaced chickens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pasco County Fire...
Beaks across America. Right?
Yes, I agree.
This
I
is the
it.
Chicken version of the stand.
Beaks across
chicken
America.
Chicken stand.
The chicken stand. I don't the think that's
The chicken stand.
Gonna,
no, that would gonna... actually draw people yeah, for that's... lunch. It wouldn't work.
The Pasco County Fire Department reports that three barns, each containing up to 80,000 chickens each.
80,000 chickens each. That's 80,000 untold stories.
Caught fire at the plant operated by Mississippi-based Cal-Maine. It was reported at 1 a.m. The company
what
says...
What was the name of the company?
Cal-Maine.
Oh, I thought it said Cal.
No, as in...
Then it all would have fit together.
Short for California, and then you have Maine. It's M-A-I-N-E, so right. it's the state. So they said the company said on its website that it is the largest producer of distributors of shell eggs in the United States.
Uh-huh.
It sells under the brand names including Eggland's Best and Lando Lakes.
On a serious note here, does this actually impact egg delivery or egg?
It's a good question.
Reserves
so
for the country.
The farm is about 40 miles north of Tampa. The company has more than 50 million chickens.
50 million chickens.
Nationally, and sells over a billion eggs annually.
It's like a billion.
About 20% of the country's production.
What's that on the roof I hear?
The cause of the fire is under investigation. I don't think this, since it was 240,000 chickens and they have 50 million chickens.
Well, that's still a dent.
It's a dent, but I don't think it's going to be an overwhelming impact on the egg production and in the chicken trade.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The authorities in Ohio are trying to identify a man who is filmed rollerblading while naked on a highway, wearing only a panda head and what appears to be carrying a golf club.
Yeah. What impressed me, though, is how good he was.
Yeah. The video is circulating on social media. The station reported... that a spokesperson for the Ohio Department of Transportation who had seen the video said that the ODOT cameras store information for 72 hours and that the video didn't seem shot on Wednesday, a snowy day for the city. Instead, Tuesday at 3:34 is most likely the time since Monday was wet, if the video was shot this week, that is. On that day, traffic cameras at Neal Avenue were facing west, which means it didn't capture the naked man and the panda head skating east. Cameras are set to spin every 15 minutes, which means they were pointing in the wrong direction. So they're trying to figure out when this guy was, because the video we're seeing is from a car.
Yeah.
And they can't pinpoint the date or time because the traffic cameras didn't pick up on it. So they're trying to figure out how it was. But, yeah, he's hauling ass.
He's doing damn good.
And he's full on 100% naked. It's hilarious seeing him look back in this panda head. So interesting in Ohio. York Region Police unwrapped a cargo theft ring and recovered more than $600,000 in stolen chocolate and nuts.
Mm.
Investigators recovered a tractor trailer containing 22 skids of pecans with a value of $270,000. It was part of an investigation initiated in November when investigators identified a group involved in stealing truckloads of cargo and drug trafficking. Police previously located a stolen tractor trailer in Toronto loaded with 55 skids of chocolate that was valued at $360,000. Subsequent search warrants executed at residences yield illegal drugs.
You got to suck this to the core, huh?
So, Neil...
I like to suck on it until the nuts are left.
Listen how young Casey sounds.
I was just going to say that.
Play that again.
Baby. I like to suck on it until the nuts are left.
Sound like a kid.
It's just nuts on my tongue.
Sunil Mazan and Manpreet Samra and Varinder Dhillon are all charged with possession and trafficking and property obtained by crime over $5,000 and theft of a motor vehicle, plus possession of heroin and crystal meth. A small town in North Carolina is planning to install a propane cannon on top of a high school in order to combat vultures that have been gathering in the area. The city of Bunn announced that it would be temporarily installing a cannon on the roof of its school gymnasium.
Bunn got a gun.
On December 22nd and leave it in place until January 3rd. The town, with a population of around 350 people, told CNN that it planned the installation of the cannon for when kids were out of school on winter break. Bunn says it will program the cannon to fire in the morning, afternoon, and evening when vultures are likely to be roosting. So all day long,
right,
it sounds like. It's just firing that thing off. The cannon produced 130 decibels of sound, similar to a shotgun.
Won't that blow out windows and stuff?
Black and turkey vultures are federally protected migratory birds, and a permit is required to illegally take them. However, a permit is not required to harass or otherwise disperse or discourage vultures from using areas.
Thank God we left gray areas and all that so we can harass the animals.
That's right. So they're throwing a cannon up on top of the high school.
We're going to harass them.
All right, this is in Alabama. One man was arrested on December 18th in connection to the illegal wine operation that was set up in the wastewater treatment plant.
Sounds good. In
Rainesville, Alabama. Yeah. Alan Maurice Stifel was charged with unlawful possession of an illegally manufactured alcoholic beverage, a misdemeanor, and use of official position for personnel gain, which is a Class B felony.
Yeah, call it Winabama.
Stifel was supervisor of the plant and was suspended without pay. He had been working for the department for 15 years. They had discovered a large amount of illegal wine and brewing tools on the site of the wastewater treatment plant.
Oh, man. That's wine has corn in it.
That is nasty. A Kentucky mail carrier had an unusual encounter the other day. Tim Smith is a rural mail carrier in Williamsburg. Tim said that he has seen some strange things over the years, but this one takes the cake. It was a dog running toward him with an axe in its mouth.
This dog wasn't effing around.
Yeah. Tim jokingly said in a Facebook post, there's a lot of reasons why your mailman might not deliver your packages, and this is one of them. I can handle a dog, but not a dog with an axe. Tim says, actually, the dog is very friendly, and he often sees him carrying around sticks. So I guess he just picked up an axe at some point. But it looks terrifying. It's like a German shepherd with an axe running at you. That might actually put a little terror into your heart. All right, time for one more, and then we will wrap this up. All right, police in New Hampshire say that a box truck driver has been accused of not clearing snow and ice from his roof that dislodged and struck a car driver.
This is really dangerous.
Like, it went through the windshield and hit the guy inside. Richard Leader faces charges of vehicular assault and reckless conduct, both misdemeanors and a negligent driving violation. The ice and snow went through a car windshield. That's got to be big.
Wow.
The driver, Michael Conroy, suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries to his face and eyes.
You ever been behind a truck where you see a sheet of ice lift off?
Yeah, and I've had some hit my windshield. Obviously, it didn't break through like that, but so loud.
Yeah,
it sounded like a gun went off in the car. So you do have to, you got to take care of that.
I think it's the law.
It is. That's why this guy got in trouble. And there you go. That is what we have in the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.